I wanted to give you some idea, if you had a minute, as to what I was trying to do about this meeting we're having up there next week.
Yeah.
Last December, when we started these regulations, which you remember when we got off the exercise down here and tried to get to met with Frank Keppel four or five times and tried to get some understanding about how far we could go and how far we had to go. We thought we had the thing worked out two or three times, and then I think you remember that two or three of my compatriots down here started shouting and screaming about it, and George Wallace and Paul Johnson and John McKeithen started talking about screaming and hollering revolution and defiance, and it looked like to me that we were all going to get in a posture of calling each other names and trying to decide which was the good guys and the bad guys. This thing was just headed towards what appeared to be some rather chaotic conditions. So they called me, and I finally told them that I would be willing to sit down in Atlanta, that I wouldn't go into Mississippi or Alabama anywhere and talk about anything, but I'd be willing to sit down in Atlanta and discuss what the situation was with our school people and ourselves, and see how far we were going to have to go in July, and how far we were going to be expected to go after that. So we had this little meeting over here, and I'm sure it's been lampooned by the press many directions as to what it was supposed to do and what it's supposed to accomplish. But the main thing that it has accomplished is it put a muzzle on Mr. Wallace. He had, as you know, already filed some lawsuit over there and wanted some people to join the lawsuit, which nobody was going to. And we're coming to Washington just purely and simply to sit down in a private meeting without any press with the congressman. I'm going to meet with mine before we go to that meeting and simply say, look, you people up here on the federal level with HEW, and HEW has still got many of the plans that have been submitted by our various counties and all. We don't know which ones are going to be approved and which not. Would you please go over and sit down with them and see if you can't get them to work with us on these plans and be reasonable with us. Now, the thing that's really set the whole kit and caboodle off down here was this pronouncement they put out 2 weeks ago, in which they said there had to be a complete desegregation of faculties, and that they had to have white teachers in the Negro schools and Negro teachers in the white schools and all. Well, you know that I know that I couldn't do that with a shotgun if I had to in most of the areas of the state right now. So far as having faculty meetings, so far as the Negro and the white teachers meeting jointly for faculty meetings, I think we can move in that direction and get our people to go along. But we couldn't possibly desegregate the faculties if it meant cutting off the federal aid. And we've got a number of plans up there. We never have been able to get our Georgia plan approved. We've had it in the mill for 4 or 5 months, and we did everything they asked us to do. And yet it's still been held up over there, and we don't know why. We've also been told, Frank Keppel sent me a telegram after I talked to y'all one time and told me that if we acted in good faith, that our certificates of compliance would be honored, and we did that. But we've just gotten a situation where it was all headed to a climax that could have produced some real chaos. What I'm trying to do, I'm walking a tightrope, and I guess I'll either have my neck cut off or it won't be cut off. But what I'm trying to do is I'm trying, the best I know how, to keep this whole section of the country from just following some idiotic leadership by somebody shouting defiance of the law and revolution. I want to be able to come up there, have this little meeting, come back home, tell the people of this state, go ahead with your plans for desegregation. We're going to try to get them approved. We're going to move into this thing with some kind of reason and understanding, and let us move with dispatch but let us move where we don't have 80% of the school districts down here just completely turn around and say, well, we've gone as far as we can go, and we're not going any farther, and this is the end of the road, and we quit and get off. And I wanted to tell you that so that you wouldn't get the impression before we ever did this. I talked to Bill Moyers. I've also been talking with Duke Ellington about it. But I didn't want
Buford to... ought to be able to be helpful to us on it.
He told me the other day that he'd talked with H.E.W. for the first time, and he'd talked with them, that they seem now to be willing to understand. They mentioned to him that we could have faculty meetings. He said they thought they'd buy that. Well, we can go that far, and we can go down here with desegregation of four grades. That's no problem. But we can't go with the... and I don't know where this came from, and you may not have heard this, but they tell me in South Carolina, and this was the governor told me, as they were told, that the school board, local school board, was going to be asked to go out and select white children who they thought would be agreeable to doing it, to have them picked out and then have them taken over and put into the Negro school. Well, if that happens, you know what the...
I don't think that
wouldn't work.
I tell Buford, and I keep him informed, and I'll tell him tomorrow to try to go over there, and I'll tell him that he speaks for me and that he understands it, and see if he can't do it. I know what you've got to do, and God, I just my heart bleeds for you. I just don't know. We all want to do what's right with every human being, but. Wanting to do what's right and doing what's right is two different things, and it's sometimes it's a long hill to climb in between, and we've got to be understanding, and we can't go through another reconstruction. We've taken 100 years to live that down.
Because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to keep this thing, this is my problem, and I realize it, I'm trying to keep this thing from being a springboard for some demagogue. I'm trying to keep a muzzle on a fellow like Wallace, who wants to pull a trigger all the time. And what I'm trying to do up at Tuesday is trying to go into the meeting, which we're going to have, tell them we've come up there to ask them to join us and help us with their support, adjourn the damn thing, and come on back home. And we've accomplished that part of our thing, and if Frank Keppel and Tony Celebrezze will just go ahead and not keep issuing pronouncements down here that every day we've had black headlines, commissioner requires desegregation of faculties, commissioner requires this, commissioner requires that. Well, the people, and you know how I feel, and you know what I've tried to do. The people have just got to the point where they're so damn confused and so boiling and upset about it that